school year so far, and that's a subject for our guest this morning, Superintendent Chuck McCauley. First of all, thank you for coming in. High school football is Friday night.
That's right, Charlie. Here we go. It's that time.
it is that time, and you know, so many things in, I don't care, large communities, small communities, all across the country, it doesn't matter. That local team is part of the identity of what that community is all about.
That's right. And, you know, Bartlesville, this is a, you know, we compete at the 6A level in Oklahoma, but still, we're a one high school town. Everyone in town, you know, on Friday night when we play, it's a big deal. Everyone's there, and it's an exciting time. And I'm glad the weather's cooled off a little bit. Hopefully that'll help us, and hopefully everyone will be able to make the trip down to McAllister Friday.
Well, and normally I'm sure the coaching staff would be talking about hydrate, and they probably still will be, but the overall need won't be quite the same. So,
well, especially now that you know, there's been this change where schools play, there's a need to play this 0 week, a week earlier, so we're really, really fortunate that to have this change in the weather. When throwing that factor in as well.
Absolutely. Well, we'll reserve any other comments on the team, I guess, for the coaching staff. We'll just wish them all well.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And, of course, the games will be here again on 1400 K1, and we appreciate the opportunity to cover the school.
Sure.
Other things going on, looking at Monday night's board meeting, the normal number of reports and that sort of thing, but again, a very busy meeting for you.
It was, and probably before we get to the board meeting, we'd like to talk a little bit about that day. You know, we had the eclipse that day,
exactly.
Which was quite a wonderful experience, and want to thank our community once again. Granger Metter, who's our executive director of technology and communications, and he's a longtime science teacher.
Yes, I'm sure he, in one sense, will wear that title for a long
That's
time.
That's exactly right. He'll be the go-to in a lot of those STEM related areas. He had the forethought to go out and look at purchasing protective eyewear for our kids and staff a couple months ago, and because, as you know, it was hard to acquire those if you didn't think of that until the last couple of weeks.
I was in Seattle, Washington back in March, and the first thing you see getting off the plane at the airport was eclipse glasses.
That's exactly right. So Granger made a request into our public school foundation. Blair Ellis is executive director of that group, and they went through the process of doing some fundraising, and so was able to purchase 7,000 glasses so that all of our students and all of our staff would be able to experience it safely. I know many schools and many areas, they weren't able to experience that because for safety, and so which to me is kind of sad. You know, these days and times, that this is something that kids need to experience, although our parents did have the ability to opt out if they didn't want their kid to participate. But it was quite an event.
Yes,
it was wonderful. It was really neat in the middle of the day. I hope everyone was able to enjoy that, and we had it went off without a hitch at all of our schools, and our kids were able to enjoy it. I was over at Central Middle School that day. My wife teaches there, and it was quite an experience.
Speaking of those glasses, they were also available for the first folks that attended the peak event a week or so ago.
Right.
And so that was, I think, nice that people said, oh, I forgot this was available, and I think they enjoyed getting those too.
Yeah, that's right. I heard some interesting stories on folks trying to acquire glasses there in the last couple of weeks. So. Anyway, I was just glad that we had the forethought to think about acquiring those early, and we could provide those for all of our kids and staff.
Well,
it was a great experience.
You'll want them again in about 7 years.
We'll see about that.
Probably deserve some new ones, and the students in the early first, second, third graders will be seventh, eighth, ninth graders then, so they probably won't use the same size glasses either.
You know, that's exactly right. But it's of course, when it came to us on the third day of school, which is a challenge, and we're still kind of working out logistics at that time too, but it went off without a hitch, and so thankful our kids had the opportunity to experience it.
Absolutely. If we look at other things going on early in the school year, high school football, not the only sport going on. Some of them have been going on now for 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We mentioned, you know, the varsity football team will be traveling down to McAllister on Friday. We do have our first home game is next Friday, which is a Friday before Labor Day weekend. We're really excited about that. Owosso's coming up. But yes, football is in full swing. But also other fall sports have been participating for a while. You know, our softball team is off to a very good start, actually. Mm-hmm. They've been playing now for a couple of weeks, volleyball as well. Cross country has been running all over town. I don't think they've actually had a meet yet, but they'll have one soon. And that's, of course, where our boys and girls both are the defending state champions in 6A. And so really look forward to getting out and watching them compete this year.
One of their, what I would say, what appears to be one of their practices. practice paths takes them down in front of my house, and okay. it's nice to see the crew, you know, just going by, and it's not like they're running in formation. Here's two, here's three. So it's roughly, I don't know, maybe a 5-minute trek, you know, by the time the whole set goes by.
Exactly. I know. I run myself, and so I know I appreciate running on the Pathfinder on a long run when some of those kids get out and run, because they run fast. They run by me so fast, it creates a nice little breeze as they breeze by me.
It's nice to see.
That's exactly right. I also wanted to mention, too, Charlie, I talked about the eclipse and the community support of that, too, but we had some other exciting things in the last week in terms of community support. I want to start with Trudy.
Mm-hmm.
Trudy Credit Union. I know Sarah's been on with you to talk about their support of the school. And one thing that we announced at our back-to-school rally, which was really neat, as everyone knows, teachers spend money out of their pocket every year for their class, all the time. That's just what they do.
It's a deductible expense, but it's still an expense that they bear.
That's exactly right. And Trudy's a great partner for us. And so we've been visiting with them for the past few months about maybe to make a bigger impact. And one thing that I mentioned to them would be nice, and maybe instead of a desk calendar, something that all teachers could use, mm-hmm. Would be some cash. And so they made that announcement, and they made the announcement of a back-to-school rally to give a $50 bill to every teacher, which we have a little over 400 teachers, so that was over a $20,000 investment for them. And so we made that announcement last Monday, and Sarah and I and Nicole McKinney with Trudy, we went around at all the staff meetings before the start of school and distributed that to all the teachers. And so that was obviously very well received, and so we sure appreciate their support.
You can still thank a teacher. Use the hashtag thank a teacher on your social media posts. And Sarah and I were talking, we aired it yesterday, that we'll also, if some people would like to voice their support, they can use our Bartlesville Radio app, use the open mic feature. Gives users an opportunity to record a 30-second something that they would like to see. Hit send, it magically appears in my email, and we'll air those, you know, throughout much of the fall, just depending on how long people want to do it.
That's great. That's very meaningful. You know, anything we can to help retain our current staff, you know, with the teacher shortage that we're in, we have some wonderful, hardworking teachers, and we want to make sure they feel supported. It's obviously nice for them to feel not only the support internally that they do at their school from their kids, parents, you know, and administrators, but to feel that strong level of community support really has a chance to make a difference for our staff here.
Well, and, you know, people in your profession, you meet up with former students, mm-hmm. you know, 10, 20, maybe even 30 years ago, you see what they're doing now, and many of them will point back to some experience that you had with them when they were students.
That's exactly right. You know, and we've talked to our teachers often. Many of us became teachers because of a teacher that we had, and mm-hmm. so it's that ongoing cycle, and so it's obviously very important. But we appreciate the community stepping up to help us. You know, we had a couple of other folks that did some things this year that were new to us. The Chamber of Commerce did a teacher supply drive for mm-hmm. us, and so that was very helpful for that enabled our teachers to get some supplies really for them to use, which helped instead of our school having to buy them or them purchasing them out of their pocket, they had some donations for that. The Leadership Bartlesville class, they donated over $3,000 worth of copy paper, mm-hmm. which is not a very sexy thing, but they contacted us about, hey, how can we help? And I said, you know, we use paper. And so they went through Denny Lawrenson and Matt Bretz with Arvest. They helped us with that, and so they made a large order, and we distributed that to all of our sites, and so that enabled us, our site budgets, to be able to help those budgets go a little bit further. The local print shop here, you know, they did a paper drive, mm-hmm. Which they're a wonderful
They've
partner
done that
with
for
us.
For a year or two.
That's exactly right, and it's a tremendous, which is another example of it enables our budgets, our site budgets, to be able to stretch it a little bit further. So we sure appreciate that type of support that we have here in Bartlesville.
Now, with the one-on-one initiative, do you find, at least at the upper levels, that you probably will use at least a few fewer pieces of paper for handouts?
No doubt, no doubt. I can tell you, I know that with our administrative team, I mean, I made a point to model with them in terms of paperless meetings and using the resources that we have technology-wise, using Google, and it's a little bit of an adjustment for our adults to do that, and so that's what we're working really hard on, training our staff. But definitely, we're making a focus to. I mean, ideally, we'd like to be completely paperless, but the reality is we're still going to have to use that at some level. But that is definitely the direction that we're going to go. I know that when you talk to, you know, our students that go on to the university level, I mean, it's rare that they turn in any paper. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're just used to handling all that electronically, which was exciting with our initiative that we have moving forward and the platform that we have set up for our kids. They'll be able to use that same type of platform that'll help prepare them for the next step.
I doubt if they still use them, but nobody liked to see those little blue examination books anyway.
That's right. So. That's true. No, we don't use those anymore, Charlie.
What else is coming up?
Yeah, well, thank you. So I also mentioned, at our board meeting, we talked about staff change that we have administratively. Our chief financial officer, Preston Burke, who's been with us 4.5 years, has done a wonderful job for us. Preston's taken a job in the private sector. And so Monday night, we approved his resignation, but also we approved his person that's going to replace him. We hired David Boggs, who's has been the chief financial officer for Owosso Public Schools for the last 16 years, and he's a CPA. In fact, and he started today. I met with him this morning, and so we're excited to have him on board. He has a great deal of experience, and with a lot of the same kind of issues. So we're fortunate to have him on board. Also, want to mention at the board meeting that we approved. As well, we approved an agreement with Tri-County Tech. They're obviously a great partner with us, and so we have a consortium with them, and so funding that they have, some federal funds that flow through Tri-County Tech that they don't use, so we have a consortium so that we could capture those funds and use those, and we were actually able, because of that partnership we have with Tri-County Tech, we're able to hire an additional counselor that's going to focus on college and career ready counselor for middle school and high school. So we're very excited to have that partnership. Also Monday night we had our Madison Middle School and Bartlesville High School. They both gave an update on their sites, and a couple of things I wanted to mention there. And I'll start with the high school. They have one thing, in fact, it was in the Examiner this week as well. They're starting an internship program for high school seniors.
John Cohn spending a few day mornings with us.
Oh, very good. John, yeah. John's a great young man, great family. And so Bartlesville Radio is one of those that's helping us with that. So we have, I believe it was 18 seniors that are spending part of their senior day. I think it's basically an hour, a class period or two, with a local business in terms of doing an internship. And it's pretty broad-based. And we want to get that word out because we're starting with 18 this year, but it's something that we'd like to grow. Oftentimes it's important that when sometimes kids get to their senior year and they may have met many of their state requirements. Of course, many of our kids are very driven and very focused and looking to take everything that they can. But the reality is when you get to that age, kids are really starting to think about, which is a good thing, think about what their future holds, what could hold for them. So we're looking for opportunities to get our kids placed in where they can have an idea. They may think they want to in this career field or that career field, whatever it might be, but it's good for them to kind of see what it's really like. And so before they go off to college or whatever trade school they're going to do, and making sure that they're using those funds to go to the right career path for them. So we're very excited about that. And I'm glad to appreciate Bartlesville Radio for partnering to helping us with that. So wanted to mention that at the high school. And so if there are some local businesses that would have interest in that, LaDonna Chancellor at the high school would be the contact person to. And we're looking for very, very broad based of not necessarily just on our, I talk a lot about some of our initiatives we have going with STEM and technology, which obviously we're looking for partnerships there. But if there's other partnerships there too, not all of our kids are going to go to college. And so obviously we want to do if there's some areas that we have in certain trades, we'd be happy to, we want to work with them to provide that opportunity for our kids. And then also want to mention over at Madison Middle School, Joey Edson, the principal there gave an update on things that are going on over at Madison, which things are going real well. They're off to a great start over there. And one thing that he talked about, he was appreciative of, is through Bartlesville Education Promise. They finished up their second year of transition camps. And so what that means is that's for kids that, it's quite a change going from an elementary school where you've been there probably for 7 years if you start in pre-K, which is much smaller for your grades. A lot of times you'll have between, two or four different teachers in your grade, depending on what school you're at, when you go to that big middle school. And so the Education Promise, what they have funded is for what they call transition camps. And Madison, and Joey reported his numbers, they had over 150 kids, sixth graders, come up in the summer. And what Bartlesville Education Promise does is they pay our teachers to work with the kids. And so they do some academic things, but really they spend a lot of things just try to get them comfortable with the building, yeah, with each other. You know, they have three different elementary schools coming together to one middle school. It's a big deal figuring out your locker.
It is.
You know, and having that. Just
and how many books do I yeah, take exactly with me before I have to come back and trade these books into other books or whatever? You know, how many trips to the locker per day should I be making?
And that's exactly right. There's a lot of different logistics concerns that are just very different than elementary that kids just don't have that experience for. So what they did was they had two different weeks they had offerings for kids. And like I said, they had over 150, over, I think they have about 210, roughly, sixth graders, give or take. So, which was pretty, and they did, the camps were in the end of July. Mm-hmm. So that was quite a head start. And I know that Mr. Edson and I were talking yesterday. I was over in his building yesterday at the end of the day. And we were talking about, you know, next year about possibly even adding in, you know, how to load the bus or when to get on the bus and where to, how to do those kind of those end of the day kind of things that, yeah, you don't really think about until now. Oh, well, like, that's another opportunity.
You have to get here and leave.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So they're on a, so they're off to a great start over there. And we've had a couple of the, because of construction, you've got a couple of new drives at Madison and Hoover. And so we're working out the logistics there. So we're able to separate the bus traffic from the car traffic, which is always a good thing.
Yeah.
And so we're working through the little kinks there. So they're off to a great start as well over at Madison.
We will continue our time with Superintendent Chuck McCauley and wrap up a Community Connection in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church's focus on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Again, spending some time this morning with Superintendent of Schools Chuck McCauley, and something new this year. I alluded to it just so briefly to even mention that we did, but with the one-to-one initiative, that means that, say, high school freshmen are working with Chromebooks this year.
That's exactly right. We checked out over 400 of them before the start of school to our freshmen, and the remainder that we did after the start of school. So very excited about that initiative, and we're in the process of working with our staff because a year from now, we're going to roll that out 9 through 12, so every kid in the high school will have one.
Yeah.
And then 2 years from now, we're going to have that all the way down to the sixth grade level, which is an exciting initiative. Yes.
And that means that that there is a optional maintenance agreement that parents can still sign up for, right?
That's exactly right. There's insurance that they can purchase, which I believe is between $25 or $30. I think they could do it online or pay cash. And so what that does, that's if a kid is like mine and tends to break things, have the opportunity.
It's just peace of mind, you know.
That's exactly right. But actually, these Chromebooks are sturdy. You know, and the reality is kids are used to having technology and phones and having those. So but we do encourage everyone to do that.
And as I understand it, at least part of the maintenance actually is a high school class, right?
That's exactly right. We are offering a course that we have some students taking that to help when a kid does need help or screen repair or whatever, some minor issues. We have some students taking a class to fix those.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I mean, it just makes sense. There's always a few in any class of I'll say high school seniors, although you can catch it any way through, that are interested in the take it apart, how does it work, let's see what I can do with it sort of thing.
So that's exactly right. Yeah, we think it's a good plan for the future.
Yeah, and again, some students get to get their feet wet on the maintenance side of things.
That's exactly right, and they actually get to take a class doing that, and it's obviously good for the district as well, because we're not paying people to do that as well.
Absolutely. Well, again, just real briefly again, drivers, you need to be in that back-to-school mode again. We've been there for a week, but still takes a reminder for the first few weeks.
That's exactly right. Please be aware of that. Obviously, if you see a bus stopped, and please, both directions, remember to stop. You see that stop sign out, remember, it's the law. Please stop and keep an eye out for our little ones.
Well, and we'll see you at all the school events. So we're looking particularly at that away game for high school football this week. But, you know, that means the home game's coming up in a week, and pretty soon there'll be concerts and everything else going on.
That's exactly right. We have back-to-school nights that are going on right now. Matter of fact, the high schools is tomorrow evening, Thursday, and I think Central's is Monday, and Madison's is the following Thursday, and all of elementaries will have curriculum nights too. So really encourage parents to get out and attend those. That's a great opportunity to have some face-to-face with their staff.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Yeah. Okay. Superintendent Chuck McCauley with us this morning on A Community Connection, and the program brought to you by First Baptist Church and by Tallgrass Motors. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network.
From the ONN, I'm Sean Carey. The manhunt continues for two inmates who escaped.